everybody, Mike Lawson here, reporting on the third day of the Q Symposium, Wednesday, February 12th, here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And it's turned out to be a really, really nice day. All the kind of hurricane-ish weather is gone, and it is a nice, beautiful Hawaiian day here for sure. And I just want to give you an update on today's activities. Today we started out with a very early morning breakfast from 7 to 8, sponsored by the fine folks from ThinkStack. And then we kicked it into high gear with the breakout sessions. And we had Craig Weber returning with his conversational capacity session. And then Harry Kramer from the Kellogg School of Management also returned with his Becoming a Values-Based Leader session. And then Holly Schroth also came back again for another day for her negotiations and influence session, which all three were just filled to the brim. Each session was packed with standing room only. So, and then we broke out to some afternoon, well, late morning sessions. One was the State of Credit Union Governance with Mr. Matt Fulbrook from the University of Toronto. He actually was our last interview for today, and just rocked it, just hit it out of the park with what he was talking about with board governance and should boards be compensated, should they have term limits, diversity, all those hot button topics that the audience had lots and lots of questions for him on. So, and we also there was also leveraging data to find and retain your best members from the folks at Experian, Sue Schroeder and Sal Giariano, I believe is his last name. I apologize for butchering his last name. But then we also had a full docket on our interviews today. We had SRM's Jesse McGannon came in and talked about the Intelligence Survivor Advanced Member Experience While Cutting Costs. He did a superior job. That was actually a presentation that he gave yesterday. So he came in this morning and gave us some details on it. And then we had Big Consulting's Kurt Kordleski came in and talked about their annual survey, their annual data analytics survey report, and all the findings that they discovered from that, and a few surprises as well. So always good to have Kirk here in the studio lounge. And then we had Firefly Credit Union's President and CEO Dale Turner and their board chair Ann Zeebel return for a second time in the studio lounge talking about how their working relationship has evolved in the last years, because we talked to them this time last year when Dale was a brand new President and CEO at Firefly. And so we kind of got part two of what's going on here. So just a great conversation with them. And they also talked about the benefits of onboarding board and board members and board chair. So just a great conversation with them as well. I think you guys will be enthused on that one. Then we had PSCU's very own Brian Scott talk about collections, kind of turning a negative into a positive, and he did that brilliantly in our talk. We also had Q's very own Jennifer Stungle talking about the impact of development on your organizational climate, kind of a climate versus culture talk, and Jennifer hit it out of the park once again on that, so I can't wait to post that interview for you. And then we had Josh Cook from Community Choice Credit Union, he's the president and CEO there, and Dee Dee Myers came in also to join Josh, and they talked about the CEO onboarding process, how you have to be aligned on your values from like day one in order for it to work. And Josh had some great analogies. He actually talked about treating your credit union as if it were a person. Would you want to hang out with that credit union? I just thought it was brilliant. He had a whole bunch of those in our talk. So great to talk to those guys, and just lots and lots of takeaways in that discussion. We also had Kurt Kordleski came back and talked about board and CEO governance, what works and what hasn't worked over his career, because he used to be the president and CEO of Bethpage Federal Credit Union. So he's got lots of experience on that side of the table as well. Gosh, we had a lot of interviews. We had a lot of interviews today. We also had Nucenda's board chair, Ann Brooks, and vice chair, John Landis, come in and talk about a unique situation that they're in. They're actually going to flip-flop because Ann is actually moving away from New Mexico, where Nucenda is based. She's moving to North Carolina, but she still wants to be involved with the board. So they're going to flip-flop positions, and John's going to become the board chair, and Anne's going to be the vice chair for a month or so, and just see how that works. There's just kind of an interesting dynamic how that's going to work there. So a great conversation with them on how that's going to work. And we also had CUNA Mutual Group's very own Carnell Cooner talking about the latest security changes that our federal government enacted right before the holidays. So he gave us all the changes, how it's going to impact credit unions, and all sorts of really good stuff there. So great to have Carnell back in the old studio lounge here. And then we wrapped it up again with Matt Fulbrook from the University of Toronto talking about the state of credit union governments, and just talked everything and anything about boards, especially the board compensation, term limits, diversity, all that stuff that, again, was a packed room. So I hope you guys tune in to all of our interviews and our daily wrap-ups, either live or recorded on CU Broadcast. We really appreciate you guys watching. And again, thank you, a huge thank you to our sponsors for allowing us to be here and cover the conference, DDJ Myers and CUNY Mutual Group. And again, our wonderful host from CUES as well, putting on an A-plus conference once again. So stay tuned for all those interviews coming up in the next few days. And we'll be back here again tomorrow morning for more interviews. So stay tuned.